Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Kevin Stefanski just giving us the news. DeJuan Jones, knee injury. Unfortunately, out for the season.
Ouch. Oh, that's no fun. As always, you can listen to this show or any of our local shows on The Fan, on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Combine DeJuan Jones being out for the season with Jack Conklin seemingly being injured all the time.
Yeah.
And I hate to even say that, but let's be honest about it. Jack's a really good offensive tackle, but he's hurt, and he's had a tough time staying on the football field. So yesterday you had KT Leviston and you had Corny Lucas out there, and Lucas did a solid job. Dan laughs. His name's Cornelius. I'll bet his uncle called him Corny.
Corny Lucas just doesn't sound, I don't know what it sounds like, but it just doesn't sound like a football player.
Well, he's 6'8", 327.
Cornelius Lucas sounds like a football player. Lucas sounds like, you know, hey, kids, everybody sit down and hear another story from Corny Lucas.
If he doesn't like it, he can tell us, and by golly, we'll certainly call him Cornelius. He's 6'8", 327.
Are you thinking of like UConn Cornelius? Is that who you're?
Oh, I mean, UConn Cornelius is a treasure. I hope this gentleman becomes that level of treasure.
Here's the deal.
The only Cornelius I could ever really remember football is Corny Green. Cornelius Green, the Ohio State quarterback. Remember him? No. Okay, glad. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, that one I don't know either. Yeah, he's Cornelius Green? Lucas. Corny Lucas doesn't sound.
Didn't Cornelius Green also play defensive back for the Packers and Cowboys back in the day?
The Corny Green that went to Ohio State?
No, different guy.
Oh, no. No, Corny Green was the first African-American quarterback at Ohio State. That's why I was. I'll never forget him.
And the Browns. Young. So the Browns like are down, and he was asked about Jack Conklin, and it's to be determined. So the Browns could be down two tackles again. On the practice squad, they have Joshua Miles, who's been around. He's 29 years old. He's a tackle. And they also have Tyree Phillips, who has been around a little bit. He's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they have guys. You know what I think this is going to be like?
What do you think it's going to be like?
Remember how the Guardians at the trade deadline didn't invest in their team?
Yes.
Why do you think they didn't invest in their team?
Because they believed in who they had.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It also might have been they didn't think the team was worth investing in.
Wow, really? This team's got a playoff spot today. You don't think they felt like investing in the team?
Well, they didn't, did they?
Maybe because they thought the guys they had on the roster was who they wanted to go with.
Okay. I'll bet the Browns take the same approach. In other words, don't expect them to go out and trade for an offensive tackle. Do you think?
Why would it, if they could bring in somebody that's someone that was good, wouldn't they? Jack Conklin's, how many more years does he have left? I mean, do we really think? They need to find another tackle, and if they have the opportunity during a run, I'm not saying trade a first-round draft pick for somebody, but if there was an offensive lineman that's on a team that's totally looking to rebuild, I'd be willing to throw a draft pick at another team to bring somebody in, wouldn't you?
I don't.
I'd call all the 0-3 teams I possibly could today, and remind them their odds of making the playoffs and go, you know, you guys really should rebuild. Hey, by the way, I've got this second round pick, third round pick, fourth round pick, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Second round pick?
I'm just saying. Although if you felt that that could keep the health or make a difference, if the player was worthy, why not?
I'd be surprised if they trade for one. Maybe they will.
Then again, we think picks around here are gold.
So. I would think they'll have about five offensive tackles in for tryouts tomorrow.
Sure.
Do
we have a list?
Going to put the bat signal up in the air. And
do we have a list?
All offensive tackles show up to Berea.
If you look at the 0-3 teams, I don't think you want anybody off of any of those offensive lines because that may play into why they're 0-3.
I'm just saying.
You go down this list and it's like, I don't want anybody off the Jets. Ooh, that Dolphins team can't block to save their souls.
So if you've lost your mammoth offensive tackle for the season and your other offensive tackle is hurt and you keep your fingers crossed, and if Jack Conklin can come back and he plays right tackle and you leave our guy Corny over at the left side, then you go play football.
Sure.
But that's keeping your fingers crossed that Jack's able to return.
But way better than pickleball. Football, totally in.
You could. Hey, Joel Bitonio, thanks for coming back for what might be your final year. You want to play left tackle?
If you think that makes the team better, I bet he would do it.
We'll put Zach Zinner there at left guard. We drafted him.
I left
you guys speechless.
No. I didn't want to totally derail what you were going for this segment.
Is an opinion. I wouldn't do that myself, personally. I wouldn't do it.
Should we be concerned that Zach Zinter's been inactive the last 3 weeks?
That's why I didn't say anything either.
That's what I was going to say, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to derail where Jeff's going here, but yeah, should we be concerned about the fact that Zach Zinter's been inactive?
Just saying, they drafted him for a reason. I know you'd think he'd be ready to go.
Jiminy Christmas.
In other words...
I mean, that's the last thing you want.
Okay. Add that to this.
What is it? Do we know what Zinter is?
Outside of playing poorly when we've seen him in the preseason when he's gotten out there. No.
But he's a healthy scratch yesterday.
He's been a healthy scratch the last 3 weeks. That's a what? Was that a third rounder or a second rounder?
Third.
Nonetheless, high.
Yes. But okay, so what?
He played in all 17 games last.
So what does that mean, fellas?
Did he play in all 17 games?
Zinter played in all 17 games for the Browns' rookie season in 2024.
You're down one offensive tackle. You might be down a second offensive tackle again in Jack Conklin, and the guy you drafted to move into that offensive line eventually has been inactive for 3 games. You might be in a world of hurt up front, guys.
Are you willing to go trade a draft pick?
No.
Because those draft picks are so important. Got to have them. Fifth, sixth, seventh.
If I could get it. Andy?
Jeff?
I think they told you everything you need to know about this season when they picked up that second first-round pick. I really do. And, you know, you don't want guys to get hurt. You want to try and be effective. But I don't think they're going to go all in to try and win games this year.
I just find it very hard to believe that Jimmy Haslam sitting in his box going, you know what? I'm glad we're in for next year. We kind of said what we needed to do. We picked up that second first. Who cares about the season? He's got a lot of money. There's a lot of money invested in the defense.
Can I go basket on you?
Well, hang on. Let me finish.
maybe they believe in who they have.
Well, I'm good with that too. But I think if they think they can upgrade, and you're dealing with injuries, you know, you've got to do something to fix an injury. Do you think you can go out and trade for somebody better than somebody who's on your practice squad or somebody who's on the second team or third team? I just don't see this team. The financials in this thing make me believe there's no way they want to lay down and die for this year. I know everyone wants to look at it and go, we don't have a quarterback. I got it. But I can't see.
You don't have to lay down and die. You've got a great defense.
Yeah, but where are you going with one side of the ball? One side of the ball is going to get you to 1-2. And what does that mean for the rest of the season?
Well, you're not going to fix this offense by picking up another offensive lineman off of somebody that somebody wants to part with.
Depends who it is. I mean, I thought Green Bay became, you know, the Super Bowl choice after they picked up Micah Parsons. Whether it's defense or offense doesn't matter. I'm saying one player could make a difference, and if you find a team that might be willing to make a deal and you feel like you could bring an offensive lineman that might be able to be here for a couple of years and boost this team's odds of having a better offensive line, somebody who Quinshon Judkins could run behind or make these guys, you know, give them a break off the middle because the outsides have been banged up the whole time, why wouldn't you do it if you wanted to be a playoff team? Isn't that why we're in this? Isn't this why they play?
I would be surprised if they made that kind of a deal.
That I can live with. Being surprised by it,
I would be surprised if that kind of guy's available.
That's exactly right.
That's what I understand. I understand that part of it
because the Giants aren't going to give you Andrew Thomas, and that would be the guy that I would have circled to begin with. If you're looking at the 0-3 teams to make a move, would be Andrew Thomas. They're not going to give him up. They just paid him. Not to mention they want Jackson Dart to play at some point. You know. It's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, Thomas is sitting there waiting to protect Dart and to be the guy moving forward.
Right. So that one's out the window. If you look at everybody else, you don't want anybody off that Texans line. That's a train wreck. I mean, that's part of the reason why they're not playing as well as they should be.
I would not expect a deal.
I would either.
I would expect a parade of unemployed offensive tackles. And this is, don't get me wrong on this. Sometimes these guys who land, especially on offensive lines, these guys...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Guys, you know, these guys are looking for a gig. And they're trying like crazy. And you can develop some of these guys. And they can become guys who are serviceable for you. So I don't even mean that in a negative way. You can be sure they're going to sign a couple of guys. You know, look at Orlando Brown back in the day. Browns found him out of nowhere. You know, and they coached him up and he became a really good player. And you see that frequently. That happens often enough on the offensive line. So I would assume that they're going to look just like crazy for offensive linemen. They already know who's out there, who's available. They've already made the phone calls, you can bet, and they're coming in for workouts.
Why is it that when Bill Callahan was around here, he could take anyone and make them into a good offensive lineman?
You mean Carl Willis?
Yeah, Carl Willis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Bill Callahan and Carl Willis, same thing. They're separated at birth. I think it's a couple years apart, though.
The guy's a Hall of Fame coach for a reason, but I'll tell you one thing. They haven't been able to do it with the Tennessee Titans yet.
No, they haven't, and they're screaming for his kid's job.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think Bill Callahan, just because he's Bill Callahan and he's a Hall of Famer, in the same way that, he was the head coach for a little while, and now he's the offensive line coach for the Steelers. Mike Mularkey, that's his name. He's another one who has been able to do that through a good chunk of his career.
That's really true.
You know, there's just those guys who are able to do it, and... when you lose one of them, it's a little tough. But again, it's not like success has followed them.
You know, it's opportunity here for these guys, for guys who might be looking for a job right now. And then the Browns are going to have to coach them up, guys. I mean, that's one of the keys to me is, can Jack Conklin get back on the field and be healthy? If he can, it's not that big of a deal. You just play Cornelius Lucas and you go. You know, he's been in the league a while. He knows how to play the game. And you just go play. Now, is your starting left tackle? No, but he is now, so there you go.
I'm with you guys. I understand they're probably going to, you know, try to elevate somebody who's on this team right now and do the best that they can with guys that know the system and are in it for and have been in it for the entire season. I'm just saying, if you have and I know football's not baseball, but if you have the opportunity to upgrade and they felt like they could do it, I'm sure they would. I'm sure the Browns would. Do we worry about financial constraints or do we just sit around here and play salary cap gymnastics if they had the opportunity to bring somebody in?
I wouldn't.
No
worry
reason
about
not
the
to be aggressive
cap.
About
they,
it, though.
They can make it work. We'll see if they deem it worth the investment, or if they're going to just try and develop some young guy. But DeJuan Jones' season is over, and that's a shame.
That
and
sucks.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't impact his career in the long run. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.